Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we do love your Word. It is so precious to us, so holy to us. And we ask you again on today's broadcast for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you today for ministering to them by your Spirit through this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, they would get answers to questions and solutions to problems and grace and provision and help and a supply of the Spirit for what they're facing in their lives right now. And I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, on the broadcast, we've been doing a series that we're calling Be Ye Thankful. And this will be our fifth teaching in this series. And so, friend, let me encourage you, if you've missed any of the teaching so far, you can go back to mam.tv. You can go to YouTube or Facebook and watch the broadcast there. On the website, you can download the notes of the broadcast, the ones that I use as I minister on the broadcast. And those will be a good tool and resource for you to study with and go through the scriptures in your own time. But let me encourage you, if you missed any of the broadcast, take the time to go back and watch. The Lord has really been ministering some powerful things to us on these broadcasts, and I believe that they will be a great blessing to you and in your life. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Colossians chapter 3, and let's look at our foundation text again. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Come on, friends, say it with me. Be ye thankful. Now, again, that's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. And one of the things we've been highlighting on the broadcast and in these teachings is that there is great benefit that comes to us when we cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. That God didn't tell us to be thankful just because he likes to be appreciated or he's some way insecure. I assure you, he is not. But anytime he's commanding us to do something, there's always blessing and benefit attached to us obeying and keeping that command. In fact, in Psalm 92, I believe it was in verse 1, let me see if I can find my notes here. It said that it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 92:1, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And that word good there means it's beneficial. It's a profitable thing to give thanks to the Lord. Well, who does it benefit? Who does it profit? It does minister to the Lord, but it benefits and profits us as we cultivate this lifestyle of thanksgiving. Now, I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 18. And I'm not going to spend too much time reviewing on today's broadcast because we got some things that I feel like we need to get into. And I want to spend all the time we have today on the broadcast on those things. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, it says there, "While we look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen." I want to read to you again, "While we look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen." Now, he's not talking about with your physical eyes. He's talking about with the eyes of your heart. You could say your mind, your attention, or your focus. And he's saying there, we don't look at things which are seen. We look at things which are not seen. Well, with your physical eyes, you can't look at something that you can't see. But with your mind and your attention and your focus and the eyes of your heart, you can put your eyes on the things of the Spirit and not put your eyes on the things of the world and your current circumstances. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it talked about how we should run our race looking unto Jesus. And so with your spiritual eyes, with the eyes of your heart, you could say, with your attention, with your focus, you can look at or focus on different things. You can look at one thing, and while you are, you're turning away from another. Or you can look at this thing over here, and while I'm looking at that, I'm not looking at this thing over here. And this is true with the eyes of your heart. This is true with your attention and with your focus. You can focus on the Lord. You can focus on His Word. Or you can focus on your problems and your circumstances and the bad reports. And so I know that you've had experience with this in your life. I know that you know this to be true without any further explanation. But why are we talking about this in terms of Thanksgiving? How is this connected to us and our Thanksgiving? Well, Thanksgiving, when you're being thankful, what you're doing is you're turning your heart and your mind and your eyes and your mouth towards the Lord. Thanksgiving causes you to face God. It's done with the mind, the heart, and the mouth, and it turns the mind, the heart, and the mouth. It turns it towards the Lord. And so when I'm exercising Thanksgiving and I'm expressing Thanksgiving, I'm focusing on God. I'm focusing on how good He's been to me. I'm focusing on what He's promised me in His Word that I'm being thankful for, that I may not see it yet, but I'm being thankful for it because He's promised it to me. We touched on this last time on the broadcast. While I'm doing that, I'm facing Him. I'm turned to Him. I'm looking unto Him, and I'm not looking at problems or situations or circumstance, or I'm not focusing on what the devil's trying to tell me. Thanksgiving, when I'm engaged in it, I've turned towards the Lord. Now, why does that matter? Because when you and I turn our heart and mind towards the Lord, we begin to receive things of the Lord that we will not receive being turned away from the Lord. And I'll show you that. Psalm 34. We're going to look at verse 5 there. When I express thanksgiving, I turn my heart and mind towards the Lord, and that enables me to receive things from the Lord and of the Lord. If I'm complaining and murmuring and being ungrateful, I'm not focusing on the Lord. What He's done, I've turned away from Him in essence. And turning away from Him, I'm not able to receive the things that I need to receive from Him. In Psalm 34, verse 5, it says there, they looked unto Him and were lightened. Now you can see right there in that verse, you can look unto the Lord. They looked unto Him and were lightened. The rest of the verse says, and their faces were not ashamed. The CSB says it like this, those who look to Him are radiant with joy. The CEB says, those who look to God will shine. The CEB says, keep your eyes on the Lord and you will shine like the sun. Young's literal translation says that they became bright. And so what happened is, as they looked unto the Lord, they were lightened. They became bright. Their joy was stirred. They were shining. And so what you look at affects you. These people looked at the Lord and it affected them with joy. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength. So it affected them with joy, with strength, with a brightness, with an energy, with a quickening. And when did this happen? When they looked unto the Lord, they were lightened. That's when they experienced this. And so what you're turned towards, what you're looking at spiritually, what you're focused on with your mind and your eyes and your heart spiritually, that affects you. Focusing on the Lord affects me with joy, with strength. Romans 8:6 says this, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so focusing on the Lord, being spiritually minded, doing that, I receive of Him life and peace. If I'm carnally minded, turned away from the Lord, then I'm not receiving that life and peace because I can't receive it from him. Being turned away from him, I start to receive death and destruction and darkness and these kinds of things. And so again, you have another verse. You can see that what I look at, what I focus on, it affects me. In Isaiah 26:3, it says this: "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." And so when my mind is stayed on the Lord, when I'm focused on him, this scripture says, I will be kept in perfect peace. The Hebrew translation of that actually says, I will be kept in shalom, shalom. And the Hebrew word shalom is talking about peace in the sense of tranquility, peace of mind. It includes that. But it's also talking about wholeness, soundness, prosperity, doing well, protection, victory. It's talking about these kinds of things. And notice when you receive these kinds of things, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. And so what I look at, what I focus on, it affects me. It affects what I receive of the Lord. Looking at God, focusing on him, I can be lightened. I can experience joy and strength and life and peace and even perfect peace, shalom, prosperity, victory, healing, deliverance. When do I begin to receive these things? When I'm turned towards the Lord. Now, how is that connected to Thanksgiving? Because when I am expressing gratitude to God, I'm face to face with him. And being face to face with him, I begin to receive of him. Praise God. This is a big reason why Thanksgiving is so powerful. You can see why the scripture said it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. You begin to get insight into why God said, "Be ye thankful, and be thankful always and in all things, and do it continually, no matter what you're doing, and never murmur." Why would God talk like that? Because he wants to keep you looking at him. Why? Because looking at him, you can receive the things from him that you need to receive, praise the Lord. And why should you never want to murmur? Because to murmur, you have to turn away. And by turning away, you can no longer receive of the Lord the things that you need to receive. I'm telling you, friend, Thanksgiving is one of the most powerful things, powerful exercises, spiritual exercises that you can ever engage in. Praise God. Now, go over to Proverbs 16 and let's look there at verse 15. And so with thanksgiving, I can fix my gaze on the Lord. With thanksgiving, I can immediately just go, I'm not going to look at that anymore. I'm not going to pay attention to that. I'm just going to be thankful and just turn my heart and mind towards the Lord. This is what Jesus did when Lazarus had died, and Martha and Mary were upset with him and blaming him and, you know, all these things. It was a very intense situation. What he had said a few days earlier, he said the sickness won't end into death, but it'll end in the glory of God. Well, it looked like that didn't happen. And so Jesus got a lot of things going on. And the scripture said he lifted his eyes and gave thanks to the Lord. What is he doing? He's saying, I'm not gonna think about and look at all this. I'm just gonna begin to thank God and put my eyes on him. Why? Because with my thanksgiving, I can fix my gaze on the Lord. Now, being thankful, turning and facing God, what happens is you begin to absorb and reflect, or you could say receive and bear, what God radiates with. I'm going to explain that to you in these verses. But by being thankful and turning and facing the Lord, you begin to absorb and reflect, or receive and bear, what God radiates with. See, in Proverbs 16:15, it says, "In the light of the king's countenance, there is life." That word life in that verse means there's support, there's prosperity, there's a quickening or a strengthening from sickness, from discouragement, from faintness, from death. That's what life means. So it's saying in God's face, there is, it gives off life. Life is prosperity. Life is support. Life is healing. Life is joy and peace. Life is strength. Life is life. This is what God's face radiates with. It radiates with anything you could ever need in this life. His face radiates with it. Now, in Psalm 81:11, it says this, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield." Now, he is not the sun, but he's like a sun in that he radiates, and he radiates with life. Verse went on to say, "The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." And so what does God radiate with? As like the sun, God radiates with life. He radiates with grace. He radiates with glory. He does. His face does. He radiates with these things. Praise God. It's one reason why when people would get close to Peter, when he was walking in the power of the anointing, they would get healed when his shadow when his shadow would go over them. Just getting close to Peter, people were getting healed because he was radiating with what he was. Praise God. Let me slow down. He was radiating and bearing what God radiated with when he was anointed. And so just being in God's presence, things can start to be fixed and changed. Praise God. Psalm 42:5 says this, that "I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Now, did you hear that phrase, friend? For the help of his face. Well, why is there help in his face? Because in the light of the king's face, there is life. So in God's face, there's light, there's help. The word help in that verse means there's victory, there's deliverance, there's prosperity, there's help in his face. He radiates with it. Now, by facing God, you can receive whatever you need to receive. When you get face to face with him, that's when you're able to receive what he radiates with. He is a sun and a shield. You and I are like the moon. And what I mean by that is the moon is just a big, cold, dead rock. But when the face of the moon, the face of the moon that faces the sun, when you see it at night, it doesn't look like a cold, dead rock. It looks like something that's radiating with light and life and vibrance. But you're just seeing one side of the moon. If you were to look at the other side of the moon that wasn't facing the sun, it would look cold and dead and dark. And friend, you and I are this way. When we begin to exercise and express gratitude towards God, immediately we go face to face with him. And when you go face to face with God, like the moon isn't generating any light of itself. When the moon is brightened, what you're seeing is the moon is absorbing the sunlight, and then it's just reflecting the sunlight. That's what it's doing. And when you get thankful, immediately you get face to face with God, and in the light of the king's countenance, there is life. And God is like a sun and a shield, and he radiates with grace and glory, and there's help in his countenance. You begin to absorb, that is to receive, and then reflect or enjoy what you're facing. This is why Thanksgiving is so powerful, because the moment you start to do it, you start to turn and get face to face with God. And being face to face with him, you're able to absorb what he radiates with and then reflect it back out. See, the only way to be the light of the world is to stay face to face with God, because then I absorb and reflect what I'm facing. And Thanksgiving is so powerful because the moment you engage in it, you turn You get face to face with God and you begin to absorb and reflect what God radiates with. Praise the Lord. This happened with Moses. Remember when he was talking about God, show me your, he went up on the mountain and was spending time face to face with God in a sense, and spending time with God, what he was looking at, it got off on him and he came down off the mountain and he was radiating with what he was face to face with. And so this Thanksgiving, there's life in being thankful. There's quickening, there's strengthening, there's joy, there's peace, there's healing, there's help in just being thankful, because you get face to face with God and you begin to absorb what He radiates with. Praise God. Now, the opposite of this is when you get unthankful. You turn your heart and mind away from the Lord, and you become like the backside of the moon. You get cold, you get weak, you get dark, you even get dumb. You start to lack wisdom and understanding. That's what happens when you turn away from God. Let me read you some scriptures just in the time we have left. Romans 1:21 says this, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. See, when they weren't thankful, they turned away, and by turning away from God, they became foolish, vain in their imaginations. You might as well just say it how you and I would say it. They became dumb. And then it says, and their foolish heart was darkened. They became dark. Well, how do you get foolish and dark? When you turn away from God, you can no longer absorb and reflect the life that He radiates with. You get cold, you get dumb, you get dark. That's why Romans 8 said to be carnally minded is death. Why? Because when you turn away, you start to go low, you start to go down, you start to get weak, you start to go dark. And your only hope for victory and prosperity and profitable, fruitful ministry in this life is to stay face to face with God, because that way you can receive what He radiates with and you can reflect it back out. And the big way that you do that is you give thanks always in all things, whatever you're doing, and you never let yourself murmur about anything. And doing that, you stay facing the right direction. Praise God. We see this in Matthew chapter 6, 22. It says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye be evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. And so again, it's talking about whatever direction you face is going to affect what you're full of and then what you give off. And so, friend, I want to encourage you that if you haven't been exercising and expressing gratitude the way that you should, this is a great tool for you. It's a tool to get face to face with God. It's a tool to begin to receive from God and then reflect what God radiates with. You know, Hannah got to a place where she was really unthankful that she couldn't have a child. And in fact, her husband said, you know, what, you know, am I not better than 10 sons? You know, I mean, and you could see she was not thankful for the things God had done in her life. She had a good husband. For all we knew, she had a good life. She was healed in her body, these kinds of things. She just couldn't have a child. And the more unthankful she got, the darker she got, the lower she went. And it was actually pushing her away from her victory. And the way things turned for her is Eli said, go in peace and God will grant you your petition. And it said that she went her way. She was no more sad. And then she started worshiping the Lord. And then after that, that's when she had her child. See, when she got face to face with God through her worship, through her thanksgiving, she was able to receive the things she needed to receive to have the baby she wanted to have. And so you want to stay face to face with God. You want to stay turned towards Him, because that's the position that you're able to receive what you need to receive, and then reflect what you need to reflect. in your life. Praise the Lord. And so use this Thanksgiving as a tool to get face to face with God so that you can receive what you need to receive. There's life. There's vibrancy. There's strength. There's joy. There's peace. There's victory in this life of Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you today for the power of Thanksgiving working in our lives. And right now, no matter what's going on, no matter what we're facing, we just make a decision to express our gratitude towards you, to be thankful for all the good things that you're doing in our life, to be thankful for all the good things that you're going to do in our lives. And Father, we just turn our heart and our mind towards you. And as we do, we thank you that we will receive what you radiate with, that we'll receive of your life, of your grace, of your glory, of your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for joining me for these broadcasts we've been doing on Thanksgiving. I believe that in the coming days, you and I are going to catapult to a strong place of Thanksgiving, that we are going to be stronger in Thanksgiving than we've ever been before. We're going to be more thankful. We're going to express more gratitude. And friend, as you can see from these teachings, the results of that will be marvelous. Praise the Lord. So cultivate a lifestyle of Thanksgiving and your life will change. Praise God. Now, hey, don't forget to join us next time for the next edition of the Faith for Life broadcast. We're going to have a whole new series, a whole new teaching. It's going to be good. We'll see you then.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith and help you experience victory in your life. In this life, we will encounter challenges, but through the Word of God, we can experience victory over every challenge. In Matthew's book, Victory in Troubled Times, he gives us 5 keys to experience victory in the midst of adversity. Order your copy today at mam.tv or on Amazon. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries and the members of North Smoke Church. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.